Thank you. I like this type of fascinating discussions. We have to remember about the rule that when there is often in the traffic rules specific prohibition introduced, or like for example, a specific speed limit, when you arrive at the intersection, the intersection is actually ending that specific prohibition. And why is that? Because how the person that is entering at the intersection and then will continue further on that on the road should know what was the sign put before where he or she was not actually using it. And I understand the kind of notion of one should not exaggerate. I was once quite surprised in my hometown where there was a cycle track that was crossed by pedestrian bits, and each time, you know, there was crossing, well, not really crossing, right, but a bit of asphalt that crossed the cycle track for a pedestrian, they would end a track and then start anew. And I thought, like, was there some kind of a business opportunity here, you know, for selling more signs? So, in certain situations, I think common sense should be applied. Here we just need to think of a best solution, and I think the group of experts on road signs and signals came up with the zonal validity sign for a reason. That, you know, obviously, if you would want to create a cycle street on a longer section of road, you would actually use the zonal validity sign so that at the intersection in between, you would also at the entry put that it's this cycle street. So in that way, you may decrease maybe the number of signs in application. Maybe.